After 6 days of deliberations, a jury has found four former Wilmington Trust executives guilty of fraud and conspiracy. From WHYY's Delaware desk, Zoe Reed has more.
Robert Hara, David Gibson, William North, and Kevin Rakowski are convicted of hiding millions in bad loans from the Federal Reserve, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the public between October 2009 and November 2010. Federal prosecutors say they schemed to conceal the true volume of losses, hiding hundreds of millions of dollars worth to raise more money from investors. Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss says the public had a right to know the true condition of the bank's loan portfolio.
The defendants' actions contributed significantly to the bank's demise. They loaned money recklessly to a small group of real estate developers, while other banks were pulling back or perhaps taking a more conservative approach. The defendants were a victim of their own arrogance. They convinced themselves that they knew better.
Hara's defense team released a statement reading, "We are stunned by the jury's decision in this case. The simple fact is that our client is an honorable man who never in his life thought about committing a crime. We will vigorously appeal this." In October, Wilmington Trust reached a $60 million deal with the U.S. Attorney's Office to settle criminal charges against it. From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
This disclosure, Wilmington Trust supports WHYY.